Hopi winner of three straight in this matchup. Last win for Madison coming in 2020. This is a rematch of the Lyon County League Tournament Championship game where Hopi defeated Madison 49-35 last January. It'll be Blake Skowski versus Kate Herbert. I don't have hikes officially, but Skowski
a lot.
Has them by a neck and a half. And Herbert doesn't even attempt.
Kind
of won by Blake
Skowski,
yeah, into the hands of Dexton Holting, and we're underway here in Madison, Kansas. Blake Redeker with it on the wing, goes left corner. Truman Bailey fires up the three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound at the top of the key, won by Colton Ish.
Good start there by Madison, just kind of letting Olpe take the first shot and then clearing the garbage out of the lane so they can get the rebound.
Bryson Turner leading the team with 15 points of all games. Got it over to the left side to Lane Darbro. Now on the wing to Herbert. Lob inside to Turner. Left extended left elbow. Turnaround jumper. A fader good. Falls through for Bryson Turner.
I love that. He was giving up, was Turner, about 4 or 5 inches, and his vertical is insane to rip down that pass.
Madison with an early lead. 50 seconds into the ball game, 2-0. Dangerous pass by Dexton Holting, stealing away by Bryson Turner. His breakaway up and under is short, but a rebound to Colton Ish. Up top, Gavin Ish. Short. Ish hit 4 threes against Lebo for 16 points, but he misses on that one. Opie trailing Fanks 2-0. Dexton Holting steps into a right wing three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out and won by Colton Ish again, his third rebound of the contest in the first minute 15.
3-0 in the rebound game for Madison.
Colton's got in the corner trying to find Bryson Turner, but a zig
turnover
instead of a zag, and it'll go back to the Eagles.
First turnover of the ball game belongs to the boys in white and Madison.
Opie was victorious 76-26 over Waverly a few nights ago. Blake Redeker, right side, Truman Bailey, bounce pass in the elbow to Blake Skowski, will turn and face, now back down. Still with possession, fires up a mid-lane jumper. It's good. Skowski gives the Eagles their first points of the ball game. It was 6:15 to play. 2-2 our score.
Both teams 1 of 2 from the field early going.
Eagles will ramp up the pressure in the backcourt. And we're going to have an offensive foul against
really
Ish. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I don't know about that one.
I don't believe. I don't agree. Well, apparently, Tegan, they must have heard things in the girls' contest. And they're making it an emphasis here tonight.
No elbow.
Alex McNeil is not happy with that call.
Now, having a conversation there with Dean Grant. Grant kind of explaining the push-off there.
Bailey with it up top. 2 minutes gone by here in the first. 2-2 our score. Blake Redeker with it. Bounce pass into the post to Cole. He'll turn a face right baseline. Skipped left side to Bailey. Now up top, Holting. Holting left elbow now. Picks up his dribble. Turns and faces. Gets double teamed. Now kicks it to the right side to Bailey. Now right baseline. Blake Redeker. He streaks to the goal. Off the window and good. Eagles with their first lead of the ball game, 4-2.
You can hear how loud it is in here as both sides jam-packed full.
Going to have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. Heavy pressure in the backcourt, and he is frustrated with the rest of his players trying to not help out the rest of their team.
Well, I mentioned that early going, that defense, it's exactly what it does. It frustrates teams and coaches. It's hard to overcome, especially when, you know, when you look at these defenses, Mike, sometimes you have a team that's fast, sometimes you have a team that's big. In Olpe's case, they have both, and that is just so hard to overcome in some cases.
And with the addition of Darren Hines, they are get even more deep off the bench. They've been running about 8 or 9, and they continue to improve defensively. Coach Schmidt, he would be fine with a 2-0 ball game.
Oh, absolutely.
4-2 our score in this one, 5:32 on the clock in the first quarter. Colton Ish with it. In the front court now. Heavy pressure and a man-to-man defense by Dexton Holting. Blake Skowski going for the steal. Gets tripped up against Bryson Turner. That'll be his first, team's first.
And thus far, it looks like the boys' game is going to be just as physical as the girls' game was.
Colton Ish to inbound in the left corner. We'll go up top to Herbert. Now left wing, Bryson Turner. They'll get in their half-court set. Turner going along the perimeter now, finding Colton Ish in the right corner now. Foul line, picks up his dribble. Looking to kick it out. He does to Herbert on the left wing. Now to Gavin Ish underneath. And he'll be banged underneath, and Blake Skowski picks up his second foul in as many moments. And he'll most likely have to go to the bench. So big break for Alex McNeil as Opie will most likely have to be without their key post player underneath. Gavin Ish at the line, the senior, looking for two shots. First one. Rims out, no good.
You know, I talked about this Tuesday night. I'm going to say it again. You leave points on the floor from the foul line, it can be a difference maker.
Ethan Redeker, the junior, steps in for Blake Skowski. At the line for one more. Gavin Ish, this time it's good. 4-3, Opie on top. Ethan Redeker with it in the front court in the left corner. Skips it right side, Truman Bailey. Now in the right corner, Dexton Holting. Thought about a three, pump fakes. Now goes up top, Ethan Redeker. Now back to Holting. Now on the right wing, up top, Blake Redeker gets a ball screen, doesn't use it. Now we'll go to Dexton Holting. Holting to the elbow, now kicked back out, right baseline to Blake Redeker, who's now on the wing, picking up his dribble, finding Garrett Cole underneath, and he is pushed aside, appears so, by Gavin Ish, bailing out Cole, who did not have a very good angle on that as he hit it off the side of the backboard. Alex McNeil, not a fan once again of that call, and that'll be the first on Gavin Ish. .439 to play in the first quarter. 4-3, Opie on top. The senior, Garrett Cole, misses the foul shot.
Your coach Schmidt, he's not happy with that miss.
Kind of a slow start for both teams.
Yeah.
Midway through the first quarter. Opie had an excellent start against Waverly on Tuesday night. Misses again, leaving it short. Rebound to Lane Darbrough.
Fourth rebound of the ball game. All four belong to Madison thus far.
Colton Ish now in the front court, goes behind his back, but dribbles it off his foot. It's still loose. Blake Redeker trying to save it from going out of bounds. Fortunately for Madison, it will stay with him.
Again, just trying to be a little too fancy with it sometimes. That behind-the-back dribble, really not necessary. He could have just turned and popped it out to a perimeter man.
Turner with the inbound. Right back to Turner from Gavin Ish. He leaves a 15-footer in the left corner short. Rebound to Opie, and we're going the other way. Left to right on your radio dial. Blake Redeker, left elbow. Bounce pass in the corner to Ethan Redeker. Ethan Redeker picking up his dribble. Now back to Blake. Blake Redeker now driving with his right. Skips it right side. Dexton Holting left open right wing three. Good.
Nothing but net.
Opie's first three of the ball game, and now that they lead 7-3. Colton Ish drives inside. Puts it on away and stolen away by Blake Redeker. Now stolen right back. Bryson Turner beating Blake Redeker down the court, poking it away into the hands of Lane Darbrough.
Third turnover for Madison. That was just the first for Opie.
Ish into the half court, picks up his dribble, will hand it off to Lane Darbrough. Darbrough, foul line, puts up a contested jumper. It's missed, and he'll go streaking in for the rebound, and he'll commit the foul against Garrett Cole. That'll be his first, team's third.
Just a little over-aggressive on that one. I know you want to get the possession back, try and make up for that miss, but you got to be smart.
Darren Hines getting his first official minutes. Elias roaring a crowd here in favor of Hines. Dexton Holting to sit. 7-3 our score, 3.5 to play in this first half. Blake Redeker with the point. Dribbling with his left, goes left side on the wing to Ethan Redeker up top. Hines. Hines bounce pass to Bailey up top. Bailey looking inside, nothing there. Goes right corner to Blake Redeker up top. Hines. He'll drive to the elbow, now mid lane. Kicks it back out. Ethan Redeker three. Long, but offensive board to Garrett Cole. His put back off the window and good. Cannot give Opie second chance opportunities.
No. Opie now 4 of 7 from the field, over 50%. They're speeding Madison up here a little bit.
Turner trying to stop the 5-0 run. He does.
We always talk about who's got the prettiest shoes on the court. I think Bryson Turner, the prettiest jump shot in all of the Lyon County League.
9-5, Opie on top. Blake Redeker drives in from the left baseline and leaves it short. Rebound to Madison. Bryson Turner is held up underneath. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession area will stay with Opie. Blake Redeker to the bench. In comes Dexton Holting. So five on the floor for Opie. It's Holting, Hines, Cole, Ethan Redeker, Truman Bailey. Five on the floor for Madison. It's Darbrough, Ish, Turner, Gavin Ish and Cade Herbert.
And possession arrow actually went Madison's way. A little kick into the corner keeps it with them, too.
Darbrough to inbound it once again. Goes into Colton Ish. Poked away once again by Dexon Holton. We're going to say last touch by Colton Ish.
Huh. Sometimes you just got to let it go.
Ethan Redeker now will take it over after the turnover on Madison. Redeker in the right corner. Goes up top. Dangerous pass, but recovered by Darren Hines. Now Truman Bailey steps into right wing three. Contested. It's off the mark. Rebound to Turner. 2:25 remaining here in the first quarter. Opie on top, 9-5. Turner in the point in the front court. Going right side to Ish. Colton Ish finding Gavin Ish. Now left side, Bryce Turner. Nice little step move on Darren Hines. And Bryson Turner has had the hot hand. 6 points here tonight to lead the way for Madison. 9-7. Opie's lead now. Under two to play. Hines left side to Ethan Redeker. Now in the corner to Dexon Holting. Back to Hines left wing. Up top, Bailey. Now right corner, Ethan Redeker. So look inside, nothing there. Garrett Cole working hard down low. Unable to get position, though. Left wing three by Dexon Holting. No good. Rebound poked up and won by Truman Bailey up the foul line. Now back to Hines. Hines mid lane. Puts up a floater. Short. Rebound to Bryson Turner. Madison will look for the tie, if not the lead, with 1:25 to go in the first quarter. Turner in the half court now, dribbling with his right, defended by Darren Hines in a man-to-man defense. Get a ball screen, creates some open space, but leaves it short. He'll drive in looking for the rebound, and looks like he will pick up a foul. That'll be his first, team's fourth here. Bailey will get a breather in back. Coming back in, Blake Redeker. Holting, right side, Blake Redeker. Now back to Holting. Now left corner, Ethan Redeker. Skips up top, Darren Hines. Hines looks inside, goes to Cole. Cole off the window, good. Lead back out to four for Opie. Colton Ish, heavy pressure by Dexon Holting in the front court. Trying to find Bryce Turner, momentarily poked away by Blake Redeker. Now back to Turner. He'll find Herbert in the left corner. Lob into the post to Ish. Ish off the glass. Contested shot falling through for Gavin Ish.
I'm not a big fan of the no-look shots, but when it works, it works.
Blake Redeker in the corner. Skips left side. Dexon Holting now left corner. Ethan Redeker. Back to Blake on the right wing. Lob inside to Redeker. He's got position. Cole. He's got position, but kicks it back out to Blake Redeker. Streaking in from the elbow. And Blake Redeker's got his fourth point of the night. We're going to have a foul away from the ball. Didn't see it. Going to be against Ethan Redeker for a hole. Team's third. Darbrough to inbound against. Momentarily showing full court press, but they'll back off into a half court man-to-man defense. Turner picked up against Darren Hines. Picking up his dribble on the wing, finding Herbert in the corner. And they're going to have a hand check. Ethan Redeker once again. So Ethan Redeker joins Blake Skowski with two fouls apiece.
Well, we're seeing almost a repeat of the girls' game with some key players racking up some early fouls.
Andrew Foraker into the ball game, the senior. Cade Herbert appears to have maybe some blood on his left wrist.
I think the official sees the abrasion, but he's saying there's no blood on him, but Sean Fund doesn't agree.
Junior Braden Jones in the contest. 3.3 seconds left on the clock. Ish gets into the left corner. His three off the mark. Gavin Ish misses it. Rebound to Cole. Eagles unable to get a shot off. So after the one quarter of play, Opie on top, 13-9. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! And Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling of Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. Seamers Construction, excavation, footings, water and sewer line installation and repair. They do it all with three decades of experience. Seamers Construction, a proud supporter of all area sports and athletes. And Cheever Well Service of Madison for rod and tubing service and clean out fully insured.
13-9, our score. Opie with a four-point advantage. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon, area game of the week here. Madison, Kansas, Highway 99 rivalry. Opie with possession with this four-point lead. Blake Redeker with it over the left side to Garrett Cole up top. Finding Dexter Holting underneath, but his shot rejected by Gavin Ish. Eagles maintain possession. Truman Bailey in the mid lane leaves it short, gets his own board. His putback off the mark, but he is fouled on the shot attempt. He'll step to the line for two foul shots. See who the foul is committed against. Foul's going to go against Lane Darbro. That's his second. Octavian Dean into the ball game as Bailey knocks down the foul shot. Dean, the freshman. Herbert still being trying to get that abrasion tucked away. Second one from Bailey. No good. Rebound to Lane Darbro. Now in the hands of Colton Ish. He'll be picked up in a man-to-man defense by Dexton Holting. Ish over to the left side to Turner. Now Gavin Ish on the left block. He'll back down Garrett Cole into the mid-lane, and he'll fire up a shot that's blocked by Truman Bailey. Eagles going the other way. Blake Redeker at the point. Picks up his dribble going the right side to Dexton Holting as Octavian Dean fell down. Holting had a wide open look but misses it. Offensive Ooh. Board, though, to Opie. Now back up top to Blake Redeker. Streaks into the lane, throws up a shot. It's no good. Offensive board to Blake Skowski. Back out to Bailey. Bailey, five-footer floater in the mid lane, and it falls through.
Four offensive boards for Opie in the last minute.
And Opie now out to their largest lead of the night. We're going to have a errant pass go away and looking for a call on whose ball it is. And they're going to call a jump ball.
Oh. Not sure I've ever seen that off of an out of bounds.
So possession error will stay with Madison. Of course, the officials calling the jump because neither one had a good angle on it.
Fair enough.
Colton Ish goes inside to Gavin Ish, goes five hole and into the scorer's table.
Wrong sport.
Into the ball game for the first time, junior Gannon Pyle. So five on the floor for Madison. It's Pyle, Ish, Herbert, and Turner. Starting five in there for Opie. Eagles in their largest lead of the evening, 7-point lead, 16-9. Blake Redeker in the right corner. 1.5 into this second quarter. Bailey now with it. Right wing, lob into the post. The Cole, excellent position. And he gets the shot to fall.
I told you that post battle is going to be the difference maker here tonight. And thus far it has been for Opie as they've really been dominating down low in the paint.
Opie on a 5-0 run to begin this second quarter, extending their lead to 9. Colton Ish left side. Kate Herbert now left side to Gavin Ish. The pass too strong, stolen away by Dexton Holting. Now 6 turnovers for the Madison Bulldogs. Holting left elbow, picks up his dribble and gets fouled by Colton Ish. Sixteen foul now. Second on Colton Ish. Colton Ish, Lane Darbro each with 2 fouls apiece.
Coach Schmidt telling his team, rebound, 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 but his team is actually winning the rebound battle.
Bailey, right side, Blake Redeker, left side now. On the elbow, the whole thing now back in there. Blake Skowski, left baseline, throws up a shot that bricks off the right side of the mark, no good. Rebound to Madison.
Specifically, when I say that, they're winning the offensive battle 6-2. So,
Bryson Turner contested shot on the left elbow. I'm going to say too much pressure there applied by Blake Redeker. That'll be his first, team's fifth.
I mentioned Turner has probably the best looking jump shot in the Lyon County League. Is he actually looks like he's suspended in motion. As he's making that shot, jumps up. It feels like he's up there forever.
First one is good by Turner.
First points of the second quarter for the Bulldogs.
Darren Hines back into the contest. He'll substitute out Garrett Cole. Andrew Foraker with his first minutes of the ball game. Second one upcoming for Turner. No good. Rebound to Skowski. Up the court we go to Truman Bailey. Now right side, Andrew Foraker. Foraker up top, Hines. Hines at the elbow. Now left side, Holting. Holting drives in, kicks it back out. Andrew Foraker now. Bailey at the top of the key. Now foul line. Picks up his dribble. Before finding Darren Hines on the wing, he'll fire up a 18-footer. That's no good. Offensive board to Skowski. His putback also no good. Rebound to Octavian Dean. 18-10, Opie on top. 5 minutes to play in this first half. Darren Hines pressure in the backcourt. Bryson Turner will get a 10-second violation. Turnover back to Opie. That's was not even halfway up to the half-court line.
No. Well, the pass got cut off. It got sent further and deeper into the backcourt. It might be dangerous, but sometimes you have got to work that ball forward. You don't want to go backwards, especially when you've already spent about 5 minutes or 5 seconds back there. Cut your time in half.
And they were so far deep that Opie's going to have an inbound underneath the bucket. Hines up top, Foraker. Gets a ball screen, finding Dexon Holting on the wing. Holting will reset the offense. Now goes in the corner to Truman Bailey. Bailey along the perimeter, one-handed pass to Blake Skowski.
Great
off
finish.
The window and good. Skowski's fourth point of the night, and the lead is now in double figures.
Skowski is so big out there, but he just kind of camouflages himself. He really doesn't make much of a move till that ball comes to him. By the time you get ready to react to him, it's too late.
Ed Herbert picks up his dribble. Now left side, Bryce Turner looking for a three, and it falls through.
Looked like it might have been a little off the mark, but the basketball gods give him a little friendly tap in there.
Turner now with 10 points. Trims the deficit to 7. Bailey up top, Foraker. Foraker going into the corner to Hines. Hines driving to the elbow, kicking it back out. Now going to the corner to Dexon Holting. Holting looking for the answer on the opposite end. It's off the mark. Rebound to Andrew Foraker on the left block. Is put back off the mark. Rebound won by Gavin Ish.
12-11. The rebounding battle in favor of Volpe, but Madison doing something we haven't seen a lot of teams do, and that's beat Opie to the bucket to get those second-chance opportunities.
Turner in the corner, finding Gavin Ish up top. Now to Gannon Pyle. Back to Ish. Now Turner. Turner on the right wing, guarded in a man-to-man defense by Truman Bailey. Now back to Gavin Ish on the left wing. He'll drive to the foul line. Trying to hand it off to Cade Herbert, nearly stolen away by Andrew Foraker. Now Herbert driving with his left, puts it on the floor, regains his dribble. Now picks it back up at the foul line, finding Turner. Contested shot from 15 feet away. It's no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Going to be last touched by the Opie Eagles. Garrett Cole, Blake Redeker back in the ball game. Skowski and Bailey to sit. Colton Ish back in the contest. He'll sub out. Gannon Pyle.
And I actually stand corrected. That is just the second offensive board for Madison thus far tonight. Again, Opie doing a great job of dominating the offensive paint.
Colton Ish inbounds it up top. Herbert now right side. Colton Ish fires up a three. Just sits on the back of the rim and falls away. Rebound to Garrett Cole, and the Eagles are streaking down the other way. Holting picks up his dribble, finding Cole at the foul line. His jumper, uncontested, is no good. Rebound fought for and going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow will go to Madison.
Thus far, Opie just 9 of 26 from the field. But Madison has only gotten 12 shots all the way off. They're actually shooting just a little under 50%. They're 5 of 12.
2:50 remaining in the half. Opie on top, 20 to 13. Madison with it. And Turner,
wow,
just a spin move at the top of the key, falls through from 19 feet away. Trims the deficit to 5. The 5-0 run here by Madison. Foraker underneath the Redeker. Stops the run. Opie back on top by 7.
That's just good awareness of where you are by Redeker. Up and under. He was just off to the side of the basket.
Ish over to Herbert, trying to find a pass, pump fakes, but leaves his feet and comes back down with him. That'll be a travel back to Opie.
That is turnover number 8 for the Bulldogs.
Bailey inbounding and right below us. Now in the hands of Blake Redeker. 22-15 our score, 2:14 to play in the first half. Darren Hines with it in the corner. Go up top, Andrew Foraker. Foraker left side, Blake Redeker. Bounce pass into Bailey in the left corner. Now bounce pass into the post. The Cole fades away from the left block, but gets it to fall. Cole with 8 points in the contest to lead the Eagles. Turner to Herbert, now in the corner to Gavin Ish. 9-point lead for the Eagles, 1:45 to play. Pass tipped and won by Blake Redeker. Up the court we go. Stolen right back by Colton Ish. Turnover to turnover. Ish, bounce pass to Turner on the wing, fading away on the right side, but nothing but net. Turner with a hot hand. He's got 14 points of Madison 17. Bailey with it. Bounce pass to Cole. Kicked out Foraker. 3 in the corner. Well off the mark. Rebound won by Ish on the far sideline. Colton going to Gavin. Now back to Colton. And Ish will step into a right wing 3. It's good. Colton's first points of the ball game. Coach Schmidt sits down and shakes his head in disgust.
Meanwhile, the
like
Madison,
that defensive pressure by Opie.
Meanwhile, the most noise we've heard out of the Madison faithful in some time.
Under 1 here to play in the half. Bailey with it, left side Hines. Bounce pass to Redeker. He's got it on the wing, looking for a ball screen. Goes against it, now driving baseline. He'll be pushed along the far sideline by Dean. That'll be his, Octavian Dean's. What happened?
Herbert was just walking away. They threw the shot up and bounced off, just banged him in the head. He's all right.
Looking down to complete my stats.
You miss all the action.
I guess so.
I'll give Octavian Dean, though, some credit after I sneeze. Nope, didn't have to. Octavian Dean, actually, you know, he's trying to do the right thing. He's just trying to pressure him a little bit further towards that baseline, maybe make him just step an inch out of place. But occasionally when you start to not get your guy to go, you start to lean on him a little bit, and that's what he did there, just a little bit of a rookie mistake.
17 foul for Madison, so 1-1 time for Blake Redeker. He hits the front end. We'll step to the line for one more. 25-20, 40 seconds to play in the half. We'll have the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show up coming at the conclusion of the quarter. Redeker short on the second one. We'll visit with Victorious head coach Ron Slayman. Ish with it, trying to get it back to a one-possession ball game. Turner, contested jumper, hot hand continues. Hand in his face from 20 feet away, falls through. Hines with it opposite in, 18 seconds to go for the Eagles. Bounce pass to Redeker on the right side. Now in the corner to Bailey. Left side, Ethan Redeker. Now up top, Blake Redeker. 9 seconds. Now 5, looking back to his coach. Who's going to take the shot? Looks like it's going to be Blake Redeker. Step back jumper at the elbow. Rims out, no good. 25-22. Opie on top after 2 quarters of play. Eagles letting Madison stay right here with it, much in part to Bryson Turner, but the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show is next.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surroundings.